Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 20th. Grains closed lower here today. March corn down 3 cents, 469 and three quarters. That's under the head of the head and shoulders formation. So now that that's been negated, the head and shoulders is no longer valid. And certainly lower prices could be in the offing out here. March wheat down 12 and 3/4 cents at 610. March beans down 6 and 3/4 cents at 1315 and 3 quarters. The meal down 370 and the oil down 8 ticks. The grains open kind of steady. We tried to rally it in the first few minutes. Corn rallied about 2 cents. The beans rallied a nickel off the opening prices. But then everything just kind of fell out of bed here. Funds weren't, you know, extremely heavy sellers, with the exception of the wheat market. But, you know, it looks like the fact that the Egyptians took all that Russian wheat, weighed on the wheat. That's the second day we've seen the Russians get all the business out here. And, you know, just not a good sign in general. Corn market under pressure here. It was down 370. You know, the problem with the corn market, I'll continue to say it till I'm blue in the face. The American farmer is just holding on to too much old crop corn. For those of you that have seen my seminar, I always talk about the fact that the markets have a tendency not to move higher until the American farmer is sold out of his old crop. And we're a long way from that. So this could certainly put some pressure on corn. Now, could that be negated by hot and dry weather continuing in Brazil? Sure. But we'll see if we get that. They've had a quarter to 3/10 of an inch of rain today so far. They're looking for more rains. The two models are not in sync with each other in terms of how much rain is going to fall and where it's going to fall. These models over the last 2 months have been notoriously light. You know, they come in with good rains and we just don't see it. So I don't know if that's going to be another case or not. If they do get good rains, 2 to 3 inches, it'll certainly put some more pressure on the grain markets out here. But, you know, we'd certainly expect that the Brazilian corn crop, particularly in Mato Grosso, is a mess, and it's certainly going to affect their total yields out here. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 500,000 wheat, corn 1.1 million metric tons, and the beans a strong 2.1 million metric tons, most of that going to the Chinese. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.